So for anyone who's just joining now, today we're having a bit of a celebration of the Supernovas term, this term we've done on Zoom rather than on Sunday mornings when we've had church together. We've had separate Zoom sessions on a Thursday afternoon, which have always started with a show and tell, hence why we're having a little bit of show and tell now. But we're going to do some of the things we would normally do in Supernovas this morning, but you will get to hear Kate do a talk later on as well, an introduction to the Moses sessions that we're going to have over the summer. But let's start. We can do some more show and tell in a minute if people have got other things to show as well. We always start Supernovas with some sharing news and bits and pieces like that. And what we normally do in Supernovas, each week we've been looking at a different Bible character. In the first half term, we looked at Bible characters. Now listen carefully, because this is useful information for the quiz. In the first half term, we looked at Bible characters that had the same names as all the children in the group. And then in the second half term, we looked at Bible characters from the Old Testament. And then each week, we would have a quiz on those Bible characters that we'd studied. The children did really, really well in the quizzes. We started off with multiple choice questions, and after a few weeks, we didn't bother with multiple choice because they were just awesome with their answers.
So we're going to think a bit about Moses particularly now, because we're starting a bit of a mini-series over the summer about Moses, having a break from Hebrews. And after, I'm going to just change things for the service, is that all right? After I had spoken, we were going to have a time to do craft, but I think we won't have time to do that. So I think we should do the craft while I'm talking, if people are interested in doing a craft. One of the significant moments in Moses' life, which we're going to look at a bit later, is when he came across this burning bush. And so we are going to create a burning bush, if you would like to do that. One of the ways you could do that is like this, using your hand. So you could draw around your hand and colour it in and then create flames around your fingers. Or you could do it however you wanted if you've got other creative ways of making a bush.
Green,
so you could stick things on. There's lots of ways of doing it. So, go ahead. Have a go while I'm talking. Okay. So, Moses. Don't know what people know about Moses. Before we get to the burning bush, though, there is a lot of things that come up about Moses. When I always think of Moses, I think of him as an old man. I don't know whether anyone else has the same image in their head. An old man in a long robe with a big staff and sandals and a long beard, often looking very windswept somewhere on a hill with two great big stones for the Ten Commandments. It is a stereotypical image, I know that. And it's probably from a film or a page of the Good News Bible, I'm not really sure. And it's not very realistic, is it, either, really? Because it wouldn't be surprising for you to know that even though Moses was probably old at one point, he wasn't always like that. He certainly wasn't always old for the whole of his life. In fact, he began life as a little baby, and there's a very good story about that in the Bible. He was, of course, born in Egypt as an Israelite, as a Hebrew. And he was born at a time when the Israelites were being oppressed by the Egyptians. And not only that, but Moses was born at a time when the Pharaoh of the day was determined to reduce the number of Israelites in Egypt, to get rid of them. And so he'd introduced an order just before Moses was born that said every Hebrew boy that is born must be thrown into the River Nile and killed. So when Moses was born, soon after this, he was in effect in real danger as a tiny baby. Because if he had been found as a baby, as a little boy, as an Israelite boy, he would have been killed. So his mother, after she had given birth to him, hid him away for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, or if you like, when he'd become too big to hide away, she had to devise another plan. And so she made a basket out of papyrus. She covered it in tar and let it dry. And then she placed Moses, her 3-month-old baby, into the basket and hid him among the reeds on the River Nile so that he wouldn't be found and he wouldn't be killed. Now, quite by chance, or maybe God had a hand in things, at that precise moment, the daughter of Pharaoh himself happened to be taking a bath in the Nile, and she came across this basket. And seeing that it held a little baby, one of the Hebrew boys who her father was trying to get rid of, instead of ordering this little boy to be killed, she felt sorry for him, and she decided to keep him. Now, Moses' sister, who'd been watching all of this take place, stepped forward and offered one of the Hebrew women to nurse this little baby boy until he was old enough to be weaned and handed over to Pharaoh's daughter. And Pharaoh's daughter thought this was a brilliant idea. And so Moses' sister went and got her mother, Moses' mother, so that she could bring her own son up, paid to be a nurse for her own son and keeping him safe. And when he was old enough, he was taken to Pharaoh's daughter and brought up in the palace of Pharaoh himself, becoming her son and being named Moses. And so Moses the Israelite, Moses the Hebrew, grew up in the house of Pharaoh the Egyptian, learning to grow and learning to do all the things that Egyptians could do under the power and authority and wealth of the one who had wanted him dead. Or if you like, Moses grew up under the privilege of being an Egyptian man. But despite this, he never forgot where he came from and who he really was. He watched as the Egyptians continued to punish the Israelites. He watched their harshness and their cruelty and their slave labor. He watched his own people being crushed by the hand of the household he was living in. He watched until one day Moses could stand it no longer. And when he was out and about, on seeing an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people, he killed the Egyptian and he hid his body in the sand. He thought that he got away with it, but when this murderous deed was found out, Moses decided he had to flee away from Pharaoh, away from the house he'd been brought up in, away from his own people. And so he ran away to the land of Midian, away from everything he knew and from the sin that he had committed, and he started a new life. After a while, he settled down in Midian. He married, he had a son, and he looked after the flocks of his father-in-law. But his connection with Egypt was far from over. And one day, in the land of Midian, Moses came across something very strange. Something that hopefully some of you are drawing at this very moment. And it was something that would change his life forever. And we're going to watch a clip of DVD about that very something that happened to Moses in the middle of nowhere. That, of course, was Moses meeting God at the burning bush, very famous part of his story in the Bible. I remember when I was younger, I used to go to a youth fellowship in my village. And one night we came out and we were chatting outside. And my friend and I saw a bush a bit further down. And it looked like it was on fire. And we were like, is that on fire, that bush? And we thought, you know, probably not. You know, how often do you see a bush on fire? But we thought we'd go and investigate. And as we went to investigate, we actually saw that it was a whole bush and a tree and everything was on fire. So we ran back and we informed someone and the fire brigade came and put it out and everything was fine. But, you know, I often wonder if we hadn't have stopped, if we'd have been teenagers just chatting and gone, is that on fire? I'm not sure. And walked off. Who knows what might have happened to that bush and the surrounding houses there? And, you know, I often wonder if Moses, years after his encounter with God at the burning bush, ever thought the same thing. I wonder if Moses ever wondered what would have happened if he hadn't noticed that strange bush and thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. Because in all honesty, before the burning bush episode, Moses' life was okay. As we've said, he had a wife, he had a son, he had a family, he had a livelihood, and he had a future to inherit as well. He was in a land unoccupied by the Egyptians, a land free from the tyrants that had tried to get rid of his people. He was, if you like, getting along okay, with no drama. And then he saw the bush that was on fire but did not burn up, and he went to investigate. And in going to investigate, he met God. Almighty God, who came to find Moses in the middle of nowhere to transform his life forever. Because from this point on, from this moment at the bush that was on fire but did not burn, although Moses put up a little bit of a fight, although he argued and made excuses, you know, who am I to go? Or, well, suppose it all goes wrong? Or what if this happens? And his final attempt to get out of it, please send someone else. Although he tried his best to get out of what God wanted him to do, from the point of the burning bush onwards, Moses gave his life into God's hands. He put his full trust in the God who had found him in the middle of nowhere. And because of this, he would go away from the quiet path that he was walking. He'd go away from the path that contained his lovely wife and his brilliant son and his family business and his future goals. And he would go with his brother Aaron back to face the fears of his past, back to face the might of Pharaoh. He would go, Moses the murderer, who had fled to a new life, back to the place that that most awful deed had happened. He would go away from Midian, away from the life he had created, and back to the might of Egypt, to free the Israelites from the hands of their enemies. And he would do this because in the middle of nowhere, he went to investigate a bush that was on fire but did not burn, and he met God. And God, over time, through plagues and Passovers and partings of seas and meetings on holy mountains and the Ten Commandments and the golden calf and the wanderings in the wilderness, which tested Moses' will and stamina and patience, God, over time, would transform Moses from a runaway who was forever shaped by the deeds of his past to a man of God used to shape the future of the people of God. All because in the middle of nowhere, he saw a bush that he thought was on fire and he went to investigate and he met God and he allowed God to lead him in whatever direction he chose. And you know what? I wonder, as we ponder Moses over the next few weeks, as we look at parts of his story, as we think about the things that God did in and through this amazing man, I wonder if when we have our moments with God, when our attention is caught by something that stands out to us, I wonder if we will have the desire to investigate that further. And if when we do, and we meet God there, I wonder whether we will have the courage in amongst our excuses and our questions and our what ifs and our please ask someone else. I wonder whether we will have the courage to put our lives in God's hands, just like Moses did, and trust him to lead us in whatever direction he chooses for us to go. And I wonder if we do this, what amazing things will await us there in and among the hardship and the trials and the difficulties. If only we would have the courage, as Moses did, to put our full trust in God so that he can lead us in whichever way he would choose for us to go. So let's not see this mini series as something to fill the summer. Oh, we'll look at Moses because some people are on holiday and, you know, it's a good thing to do. Let's see it as an opportunity to meet with God, to investigate things that catch our attention that God puts in front of us. And as we do that and we meet with him, to have the courage to trust him with our lives. Before we sing our final song, I don't know whether I'm supposed to be handing back to Emma. We could look at some of the crafts.
Yeah, and then we've got one other thing to do in Light with Supernova once we've looked at the crafts. Yeah.
Oh, shall we look at them? Yeah, has anyone done any? Oh, there's loads of people just like put them up there.
Nice, Heather.
Lego crafts. These are much more creative than the ones I had up on.
Tegan, nice. Oh, James. Lovely.
Brilliant.
Oh, my phone.
Yeah. Val, that's lovely. Collage. Oh, and Comrade, collage. John? Nice.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
Brilliant crafts. Yeah. Excellent.
Good. Oh, well done. They're very high quality. They would be welcome at Supernovas, those kind of crafts. Well done, everybody. One of the other things we do at Supernovas, one of the other things we do at Supernovas is to practice looking up the Bible verse in our real Bibles to complement the story. So today it's easy because Exodus is the second book in the Bible. So if you want to grab your Bible, for some people this will be really easy. Other people, you can go to the index at the front of the book, find out where Exodus is, and the story for today is in chapter 3. So Exodus is the second book after Genesis. Oh. And then the big number 3 is the chapter, and it's easy to find because the chapter in my Bible is called Moses and the Burning Bush. So if you find a chapter that starts Moses and the Burning Bush, you'll be in the right bit of the story.
I've already read through this.
So a few heads down looking for the pages. It's really hard to read the Bible together on Zoom, so I'm not going to suggest that we necessarily read that. But you can now, if you've found that, you can read that story that Kate was talking about anytime you want, in those verses there that start at the beginning of chapter 3. So that's what I wanted to do, was just to help you find that. Practice like we do in Supernovas, finding the right page. Has everyone got it? Is anyone struggling? Does anyone need it? I can't tell you page number because obviously we've all got different Bibles. It's really not too difficult to find. And you have the story, put a bookmark in it and you can look at it later on. Okay. Oops, there we go. Well, I hope everybody has enjoyed getting a little glimpse and celebrating some of the things we've done at Supernovas, and also the introduction to the Moses series for the summer. We will have our breakout groups if you want to grab a coffee and hang around for a little bit. If you're going away, then have a lovely summer, but hopefully see lots of you again next week.